WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something super crucial. The importance of emotional expression. Now, you might be thinking, Leo, isn't that kinda obvious? Of course, it's important to express our feelings. And yeah, on the surface, it seems straightforward. But when we talk about masculinity, sometimes those emotions get boxed up, hidden away, like a secret stash of chocolates no one's allowed to touch. That, my friends, is where things get tricky. Holding back your feelings doesn't make them disappear. It just makes them fester, leading to all sorts of emotional baggage you don't need dragging around. Think about it. Wouldn't life be easier if we could just say how we feel instead of bottling it all up? So, let's get real for a minute. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of emotional expression. Number 1. Recognize your emotions. This might seem basic, but it's the foundation of everything. Take a moment to actually name what you're feeling: sadness, anger, joy, frustration, even boredom. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Be specific. Feeling frustrated because that traffic is crawling? Awesome. You're one step closer to understanding yourself better. Number 2. Embrace vulnerability. This doesn't mean becoming a weeping willow every 5 minutes. It means allowing yourself to be open and honest about your feelings with trusted people. Vulnerability builds connection, trust, and strengthens relationships. Think of it like this. A strong oak tree has deep roots because it's not afraid to let its branches reach out and connect with others. Number 3. Find healthy outlets for expression. This could be anything from talking to a friend or therapist to hitting the gym, journaling, painting, playing music, whatever helps you release those emotions in a positive way. Remember, your feelings deserve an outlet. Suppressing them is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. It's just not gonna work. Number 4. Practice active listening. This means truly hearing what others are saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. When someone shares their emotions with you, give them your full attention, ask clarifying questions, and show empathy. Being an active listener strengthens relationships and creates a safe space for emotional sharing. And finally, number 5. Remember that it's okay not to be okay. Life throws curveballs. Sometimes we're going to feel down, stressed, or overwhelmed. That's perfectly normal. The key is to acknowledge those feelings, take care of yourself, and know that you don't have to go through it alone. Ever felt like your emotions were on a tightrope, constantly teetering between expression and suppression? You know that feeling when you just want to scream but hold back because boys don't cry? Well, guess what? That's the very moment emotional expression becomes crucial. It's about finding the courage to be authentic, to let your feelings guide you, and to understand yourself on a deeper level. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is having a rough day. They come to you, pouring out their heart, sharing their anxieties and fears. You listen patiently, offer words of comfort, and maybe even share a similar experience to let them know they're not alone. That's emotional expression in action, a powerful tool that strengthens relationships, fosters understanding, and creates a world where vulnerability isn't weakness but a sign of strength. So, what can you do today to embrace emotional expression? Start by simply acknowledging your feelings. Take a few minutes to reflect on what you're experiencing right now. Is there something weighing on your mind? Are you feeling joyful, grateful, or maybe even a little frustrated? Give those emotions names and explore them with curiosity. Remember, this isn't about becoming overly emotional or dramatic. It's about creating space for authenticity in your life. It's about letting go of the outdated idea that men don't cry and embracing the full spectrum of human emotion. This isn't a one-time fix. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth. And believe me, it's worth every step. So, keep those feelings flowing, friends. Share them with loved ones, explore your emotions through creative outlets, and never be afraid to let your true self shine through. That's the essence of mindful masculinity, being present, authentic, and emotionally empowered. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. And remember, we're all in this together. Let's keep the conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.